True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Drive. I mean, at that point, if you throw out that drive,
you know, it's a question you just made me think of. I would have liked somebody to have asked him something to the effect of, to what do you attribute the fact that when Seattle had time to plan an opening drive and script to some extent a second half opening drive, that they marched down the field with virtually no resistance? I would love, because you know what? That question, and he's smart enough to know this, would be cutting right to the core of those are the ones where you can scheme for the opposite scheme. You actually have some time to come up with stuff.
Mike, how do you defend the fact that over the last 20 games, your defense has given up the most first quarter points in the NFL? And make them give some BS answer on that. Mike, how do you defend the fact that you spend more money on defense and your unit is allowing almost 28 points per game over the last 10? Reconcile that, pal.
I mean, Starkey, I thought I was listening on the way in while Starkey was instant reacting to it. He said, I would love to have heard somebody ask, Mike, you said you thought this defense could be historically good. Do you still share that optimism? Do you still possess that optimism, yes or no?
I like that question a lot.
I'd say yes or no question, and he would have said yes. And then then the question would be, I think Will Graves specializes in this. And I'm
why
saying
is that?
This, yeah, I'm saying that it, respectfully. He goes, why?
One more Tomlin excuse making. He's saying that the things the Steelers are dealing with are not a Steelers problem. It's an NFL problem.
Collective cohesion. We all better get better, not only us, but everybody in the National Football League. I see a lot of that on a lot of our tapes. Not to seek or to provide comfort. It's just the reality of why get better and physical work is so important, particularly at the early stages of the season.
If not to seek or provide comfort, then why say it, Mike? I mean, if you're not saying it to make yourself, oh, that's like, that. What's the... It's like when the kid gets in trouble in school and he tries to use the excuse, well, that everybody else was doing it. So that's why he
went along
with it.
Oh, my dad hated that excuse, you know? When I would use it as a kid. Because his follow-up was reliably, if everyone else hit themselves in the hammer, would you do it too? If everyone else jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? And I had to concede that, no, I would not have done those things. So,
Donnie, your reaction to Tomlin trying to make people feel better about their defensive performance through 2 weeks?
It doesn't make me feel any better. It shouldn't make anybody feel any better. I mean, we watched what happened. We witnessed what has happened in these first two games where they really haven't played teams that I consider to be good in the NFL.
What excuse annoys you the most? That they were tired, that they're too young, that there's too many new faces, that their run defense was actually good and not bad? What's the one that sticks in your craw the most from all that?
I think hearing too many new faces when it comes from the head coach is annoying to hear, because we know that the Steelers' brain trust, it is, you know, Mike Tomlin does have a lot of say in what happens, but it is certainly a collaborative effort amongst the the three big heads of who they bring in, and you have time to make sure that's not the case. And you also have to know that this is the risk that happens when you try to build your team out of football cards.
Well,
and, oh, well, we just have a bunch of new guys.
I like that
we have
point.
A bunch of big name players, but they've never played with, you know, they've never played on the same team.
I like that point about, like, the football cards one. Also, you know what I think grinds me the most? It took you talking that way, Donnie, to bring it out here. He acts, I think, when he says this, or he like almost implies that everybody else has to deal with this. No, they don't. I see other teams that have a lot of changes or a lot of rookies or just a lot of turnover and churn because it's the NFL. That's how the NFL is. Look much more cohesive than his team and his defense this early in the year. Fact. Because they're one of the worst.
I'll bring up the Packers again.
Micah Parsons.
Their best player joined the team days before the season started, and they've held the Lions, who went for 52 in week two, and the Commanders, the team that went to the NFC Championship last year because of Jaden Daniels. They held both of those teams under 20 points. I don't hear Matt LaFleur talking about how they need to get everybody on the same page there.
No. But I'm sure Mike would say, well, they added Micah Parsons. Well, you added Jalen Ramsey, who's been an all-pro three
times.
The
Atlanta Falcons, for crying out loud, that for years couldn't get to a quarterback if their lives depended on it.
How many they have, six?
Brought in a new defensive coordinator whose son almost got him fired because he prank-called Shedeur Sanders. They've got their two edge rushers are rookies, and they brought Leonard Floyd to play for his 19th team. And they dominated.
How many sacks do they have in the first half?
Offensive guru
five?
Kevin O'Connell in the on Sunday night. Yep, they had five sacks, six in the game, and they held Baker Mayfield and the Bucks to 20 points.
Yeah, that's a very good example.
The Falcons.
It's a very
have been
good
able
example.
To fix it in from last year to this year.
I would
and
assume
I got to hear Mike talking about how
in.
His team attrition killed them.
I would
they got tired.
I would assume that
we
the Falcons
were good until the last drive.
Have played backups. I would assume that their backups haven't come in and been abhorrent. I don't want to hear it from a guy who's been doing this forever, who makes his mark supposedly on that side of the ball. In that same side of the ball, he helped invest $158 million by convincing them to, you know, bring these guys in or pay these guys, or he was okay with that. I know he says, oh, I don't get involved in the business side. They don't extend TJ Watt. They don't do X, Y, or Z without Mike wanting it to happen. Man, you are spending way too much. You have poured way too many resources in general into that side of the ball to use such feeble, feeble excuses for why they stink.
Here is Adrian in Pittsburgh, who predicted a Steelers blowout win over the Seahawks. Hello, Adrian.
Hey, I love the fact that you guys get animated up. It's Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin is the problem. It's not the players that they brought in. They're very good players, right? The problem is he's actually telling the truth about the communication because he runs a stupid zone scheme on defense, and everybody's adapted to it, and we do not blitz anymore. You can eliminate the communication if you just bring a fifth guy and free up your best defensive player to have a one-on-one so he can just beat him and get to the quarterback. And your corners that you bring in can actually play man-to-man and cover the guy.
So my question to you is a guy with 100 fantasy teams who knows a lot about football.
Turn off your radio in the background.
I don't have anything.
We got to let you go then. Thank you, Adrian. My question was going to be, if you think Mike Tomlin's the problem, why do you keep predicting the Steelers to do big things?
He's got YouTube going. That's what he had.
How do people... People keep making that mistake
he
over
said,
and over
he
again.
Didn't he say they were going to get to the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I've lost track of Adrian's
He's got a lot of grandiose
predictions,
but I think that's just a typical pivot. Oh, my prediction was bad. They lost. Well, that guy's at fault, to which you rightly pointed out. If you hate the guy's work that much and don't believe in it that much, why would you predict them to win
Mike
by four
Tomlin
TDs?
Making excuses for the Steelers' billion-dollar defense, as Donnie likes to call it. 412-928-9370, if you want to chime in on that. Donnie has a great Steelers defensive question that I want to run by you guys coming back to. Plus, where did all of the NFL power ranking lists rank the Steelers today with week two in the books?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
D. Elliott is improving, but I would characterize his availability as questionable at best this week. Derek Harmon, same thing. His work is improving. His health is improving, but he best be described as questionable, along with Joey Porter, who continues to work, and we'll watch him throughout the week. We'll certainly gauge their participation and the quality of participation, and particularly the younger the player, the more significant that is. Harmon, obviously, will be stepping into his first regular season action, and so there's a higher standard in terms of his availability. I think that's appropriate in terms of putting him in position to perform and to perform well. Loudermilk will be out. He has a high ankle sprain. That could be described as weeks. Alex Highsmith, he has a lesser significant, but at the same time, he has an ankle sprain as well. He could be characterized as out as well.
Listen to Starkey tomorrow to learn about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Mike Tomlin on the defensive injuries. So he's got more built-in excuses if they go to New England and lay an egg. Doesn't sound like Derek Harmon's going to play because he needs a lot of practice to get on the field as a guy that's never played before and is a rookie that has to jump on that moving train.
I mean, how will he communicate with any of his teammates without a long runway?
Isaiah Hodgins, former New York Giant and Buffalo Bill wide receiver, has signed with the Steelers. Nothing about signing to the practice squad. So if he's on the active roster, I wonder who he's going to kick off. Is it a wide receiver? Is it a guy at another position? They have five wide receivers right now. Some teams carry six. They have dressed all five on game day. Skoranek is a special teams ace, so he's not going anywhere. Roman Wilson played more and made his first catch against the Seahawks, not that he made a tangible impact on the game whatsoever. Calvin Austin went from being a star in week one to being one of the losers in week two with that poor route that turned a touchdown into an interception.
I believe you'd say a hero to a zero, if you'd like to be clever.
And Scotty Miller's just kind of caught in no man's land, where he gets rave reviews, but never really gets on the field in any impactful way. Hodgins is really a wide receiver in a tight end's body who plays wide receiver because he can't block. So he's just a big target. He's not a especially fast target. He helped the Giants out tremendously 2 years ago when Daniel Jones had his glow-up season that got him paid, and the Giants won a playoff game in Minnesota and then got spanked by the Eagles in the divisional round. He was a key part of that team out of nowhere and has not been able to find that again. He went to San Francisco for training camp in the preseason and got cut by them, and remember, they had a ton of wide receiver injuries and problems, and he still couldn't make
that
team.
They make me think of a situation, San Francisco, where if you can't latch on there, given their situation with the wide receiver injuries and given just the way they tend to churn out good players,
yep,
don't love that.
We're going to give away two tickets to see Alice Cooper and Judas Priest this segment. 412-928-9370 to the best call on the Steelers and the defense that Mike Tomlin was making excuses for. Donnie asked a great, I would say fabulous Steelers defensive question before. It was either before the show today or before the show yesterday. Which day was it? Now I forget.
Yesterday.
Restate that question on the air.
And it's one that I genuinely do not know the answer to. But given the value put into each player on that Steelers defense.
What do you mean by value? How much money they're making?
Yes.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of big names with big money attached to them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Who is the player that is basically playing well over his value right now?
So who's
the player
bargain?
That's doing it the most?
Whose performance makes them a big bargain?
So who's living up to or exceeding their contract, you would say?
God.
Can't be Harmon because he hasn't played.
Can't be Queen.
Can't be Queen right now. Can't be Benton because he's
getting Watt.
Pancaked on every play. Not Watt. He's got no sacks.
Hayward had the nice tip ball if they win that game, but he hasn't
not
been.
Not him.
Yeah, he hasn't been good
Definitely
enough.
Not Peyton Wilson. Can't be Highsmith now. He's hurt.
Can't be Ramsey. He got torched in that game. I can't quite put him up there. He had an interception and he had the big hit against the Jets, but ripped up.
He'd be close for me, but you're right. I mean, it was a total up and down game for him.
Deshaun Elliott's hurt. Slay got burnt in the Jets game.
Probably Chuck Clark.
Yeah, I mean, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel here, but I do think the answer is, in fact, Chuck Clark.
I thought either of him because he's making pennies or one of the two backup edge rushers.
Nick Herbig.
Or even Sawyer.
Sawyer had a much better game.
He had a nice game the other day.
Oh, my.
They're also just making so little.
I actually think it's Chuck Clark. They aren't getting... You're better... I'm glad you brought it up, Don. They just are getting, like... woeful ROI. It's not even like some of those veterans who are making a lot of money are producing just not close to what you'd expect. They're not even producing. Like, Watt's stats through two games, you would say, is a player on a rookie deal at the position, wouldn't you?
Who?
TJ Watt. You'd be like, that might be a second or third year player. He's shown some promise, a couple tackles for loss. Hasn't gotten to the quarterback yet, but we think he'll start to do that soon.
Yeah, stat line's not even close to acceptable for a guy making that amount of money now.
He's got to disrupt it. I think it's reasonable if you're paying an edge rusher that much money, you expect them to impact and disrupt every single game. Every game. You give him maybe one a year, two at the max, where, okay, they might get silenced for relative purposes.
Here is Michael in Wilkinsburg. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike. Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey.
Hey, listen, I figured out how Mike keeps his job every year. And it's becoming more apparent every week. All right, so Dan Rooney didn't fire Bill Cowher after he missed the playoffs for three straight years because he said, I didn't feel like Mike lost the locker room.
Bill
lost the locker room.
Yeah.
Now, what grade does Mike get every year at the end of the season from the players on coaching?
They love playing
A.
for him.
An A.
Yep.
Exactly. So as long as he gets that A, he keeps his job. And that's why all those guys, Ben Roethlisberger, all those guys, they say, man, I go back to the locker room. It's not the old locker room that I remember. It's music playing and all this stuff. And all he does is coddle these guys so he can get his A at the end of the year so that he doesn't lose the locker room. And I think that's good enough for Art Rooney II.
I think making the playoffs has become good enough for Art Rooney II or challenging for playoff spots. And much like
Mike used
to say, standard is the standard, doesn't adhere to it, next man up, doesn't adhere to it. I think Art Rooney took what was a true, we expect to win championships as the standard, and has watered it down significantly to the point where just being relevant and playing games that matter in the regular season. How many has Mike coached in the regular season that didn't have playoff implications?
One.
I think that's good enough for Art.
Todd in Hermitage is next. Hello, Todd.
Hey, guys. Based on Tomlin's responses today, I'm sorry, but I have to bring up the old argument of preseason games. If the problems on defense are lack of communication, all the new faces that are here, and being tired in the fourth quarter, why not try to work some of that out in the preseason? When, instead of doing it when games matter, like now.
Because they would probably tell you that the risk of injury to somebody while working it out is way greater and more of a thing that they don't want to entertain than maybe having some lapses early in the year.
And Todd, thanks. He also said that everybody's dealing with it, so it's not unique to them. Okay, fine. Well, then why are your numbers so much worse than everybody else?
Also, did the Buccaneers, and just using this game because it's on again right now, did that game, which was a very entertaining game, and Mayfield made a bunch of plays, did that look like a game where the two defenses didn't know what they were doing? No, that was like a game with thump hitting.
What happened to one of the oldest axioms in football, which is, you know, early in the season in September, the defenses are way ahead of the offenses?
You would think Mike's defense would be then
especially
the most ahead,
given all the star players and former Pro Bowlers and all pros they have.
But it's been hot out. Attrition.
Dave is in Irwin. He's on the fan. Hello, Dave.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm going to put it with hunger of the players, man. You got a bunch of guys that are on potentially their last big contract that aren't really out there seeking anything. They're just playing for big money. They're not looking to get hurt.
They're not
looking to make a splash. They're just looking to cash in their money and retire.
Dave, I'm going to put you on hold and give you the tickets. It's an interesting point. You would think guys at that age would ring chase. They'd want to win one more, especially Watt and Hayward that haven't won anything. But Darius Slay just won. Jalen Ramsey won a couple years ago with the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Are those guys like...
I don't know, but Ramsey...
Do they really need another championship for their resume? Not really.
I will say this about Ramsey specifically, though. I know he played poorly. I just cited that he played poorly and just seemed out of position. The first game, he sure looked like a guy who was fired up and motivated. He was flying around all over the place.
Well, Mike said that the soft coverage was a, wait for it, communication problem in Sunday's game.
They got the Tower of Babel in the middle of the practice facility? What are we doing here?
Not just the practice facility. How about during the game? Mike can't say to Jalen Ramsey directly, or Terrell Austin can't say to him, or the DB's coach can't say to him, hey, this is what we want you to do. You're doing it wrong. He's that unapproachable? You can't have that conversation during a game?
Do they
make it sound like...
They sit in silence on the sideline and don't speak?
They make it sound like it's an NFL rule where you're not allowed to talk to your players during a game.
Man, I can't stand the answer. What is those things they use at like United Nations where everyone's from a different country and they're all wearing those earpieces?
And it gets translated in real time for them?
Maybe we need those for the Steelers.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the bench.
Improvement in the quality of his play on defense and in teams. But I think that's a reasonable expectation for a lot of young people. He had been in the stadium, and so I thought he played with more emotion. I thought he was more vocal. I thought he was more productive, probably because of that comfort. And so I'm excited about the extended opportunities that he's going to continue to get, particularly like with Highsmith being out now. And oftentimes, one man's misfortune is another man's opportunity. He's gotten some opportunity because of Herbig's lack of availability, and now that Herbig is back, he'll continue to get some more opportunities because of Highsmith's lack of availability.
If you want to watch some real coaches and some kids that are going to play hard and not use fourth quarter fatigue as an excuse, then you should check out our Youth Football Showcase. The fan's going to go to a different community every Saturday to watch the up-and-comers in town play ball. Special visit from one of our fan staff members, Harry Callis, was out there interviewing young football players last Saturday. If you want us to come to your game, email youthsports@937thefan.com with the group name, your group's main contact info, and potential dates. Details at 937thefan.com now. Brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, and Pelman Electric. Before we get to Donnie's Tomlin tidbit that you just heard there, question for you guys.
Yes.
Why have we stopped making quarterbacks in this area? There was a time where there were three future Hall of Fame quarterbacks in the NFL from the greater Pittsburgh area. I felt like for most of my childhood, teenage years, and college years, there was one or two guys from Pittsburgh who played quarterback in the NFL, either as a starter or backup. And now I think there's none.
I have a couple theories.
Is there a single guy from Western PA who's a quarterback first, now that Ben DiNucci's out of the league, as a starter, backup, or third stringer in the NFL? Gradkowski's coaching in Detroit. Charlie Batch is doing Steelers games. Terrell Pryor's been out of the game and changed positions.
DiNucci was the last one I can think of. Djurkovic obviously was supposed to be the next great thing and never even came close. I have two theories. One is just your general population migration has still followed, you know, trends towards the South and Southwest and all that. That's one. Here's another one. Donnie, you got to help me with this so I'm not just like talking ignorantly. You actually go and cover these games. I feel like you get a lot of quarterbacks coming out of Texas now. Florida, too, because there's just so many players in the warmer weather places. But I know, like, at Texas, where Matt Stafford went, I think South Lake Carroll, which also produced Kershaw, they've been running, like, those high-end spread offenses for a while that put a lot of, like, not a lot of stuff on the quarterback's plate, but they'll spread them out and let these kids throw the ball. I don't know. My guess is that there are some teams around town that do that. Pine Richland, I think, has a quarterback that's very athletic that they let actually throw the ball. I know Beaver Area High School had a guy with a big passing total. The kid from Hopewell had like 600 yards of offense as a quarterback this week. But I still get the sense that a lot of teams locally are more, we want to run the ball a lot and pass it when we need to.
Yeah, you don't see it out of a lot of teams except for, Malzi said, Pine Richland.
South Fayette used to do it with Christian Brumbaugh and Brett Brumbaugh.
Yeah.
From Montour, I think Dylan Buchel, I think I want to say might have been his name.
Central Catholic, the other team
that I
can think of where they run like the style of offense,
the real offense
that actually exploits the quarterback a little bit.
But I mean, back in the day when Jim Kelly, Joe Montana, and Dan Marino were playing, were those high schools airing the ball out? You know?
I don't really know what the hell like East Brady High School was doing because that was far enough away.
Was Central Catholic letting Dan zip it in there 30, 40 times a game? I don't know.
I mean, it's also true that very few kids just in general have like a truly college or even
Marino,
a pro arm.
Marino, they didn't necessarily have to throw the ball at Central. They just knew he was about 6'3", almost 6'4", and could like throw the ball on a line 55, 60 yards. I mean, Anthony Morelli was supposed to be the next big thing from around here. He could throw the ball through one of our station walls. The problem is you couldn't hit the station wall.
I mean, are there
even
any kids from here
who are starting
that are starting at major Division I college programs right now?
A kid from Pitt, Penn Hills, who transferred out of Pitt already, Duggar.
Yeah, he's the backup at Wazoo, right? Or is he starting there?
I forget. No, he's not starting there, I don't think.
But that's not even a Power 5 school anymore.
No, I know. I mean, it fizzled here before it ever got started for him. I'm trying to think of any other local kids that have gone on to, like, I think now you get a lot of kids, like Donnie's saying, there's not a ton of them, period. That could be population migration, but also, like, the kids who do make it are FCS-level quarterbacks here.
There's also more competition, I feel, than ever before at the high school level when it comes to, like, the academies, and, you know, I'm not even saying, like, the Central Catholic level when people bring up private schools. I'm saying, like, the academies that are just built to create great football players. Like, St. Joe's Prep, I think, is the closest to that in this state. You have IMG Academy. You have St. Francis.
You've got
Academy
LaSalle College in Philly, too. There's LaSalle's another huge
one. Is St. Joe's prep where Matt Ryan went?
I don't think Matt Ryan went there.
Kyle McCord
went there. He went to, like, Archbishop Wood, I think, which is another massive school out there.
But, like, Marvin Harrison's youngest son now plays at St. Joe's Prep.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Trotter's kid went there.
Yeah, it just popped into my head. Like, there's not even one guy on an NFL roster now. And I don't even think of any Western PA kids that are starting quarterbacks echelon college.
Donnie,
teams.
I'm thinking of, was the Lebo team with Eli Heidenreich and Alex Teska probably the best 6A team in a while here because they actually beat St. Joe's and, like, were kind of a powerhouse?
Yeah, and they beat down St. Joe's.
They beat down St. Joe's in a game that wasn't close. And it was a slight down year for St. Joe's, but they still had Trotter's kid. So I'm just thinking of that team. Eli was the 6A player of the year. He was like a do-it-all, like, wide receiver running back. The game plan was get him the ball a lot, get Teska the ball a lot. Their quarterback was a nice player, but he was like 5'10".
Yeah.
He was a senior who was just a good player, and he could make some throws when he needed to, but that wasn't like their offense. Their offense was, we have two kids who are better than everybody. Get them the ball.
I unfortunately do think a lot of it has to do with now, like, the amount of options that kids that are truly good at the quarterback position have. And by that I mean, like, they will get kind of plucked away by one of those private schools or the academies where
they leave the area to play.
Yeah, I mean that, or I just think the overall competition where, you know, I'm not saying that the guys back then didn't prove themselves because multiple Hall of Famers came out of that group, but there's just more competition from around the country.
Yeah.
When you have those options at your disposal as a young kid growing up playing quarterback.
I agree with that. I think that's on the money from you, Don. Here's one other thought. Ultimately, like, you know how we see college coaches say, well, it's not my job to get a player ready for the NFL when people talk about the readiness or lack thereof of NFL quarterbacks as rookies? It's the college coach's job to what? Win the game? That's why there are questions about Jackson Dart. Lane Kiffin runs a very quarterback-friendly one-read system. If you're Clairton, for example, how many D1 guys they have on that team this year? Like 8, maybe? 7 or 8? On a single A program?
That's what I've heard.
Like,
yeah.
They've got dudes everywhere. Okay.
At least a half dozen.
So just humor me. Say if you're Clairton, you actually have a kid on that team who's like got all the tools, 6'2, 6'3 at least, has a very good, accurate arm and can clearly process, right, at the position. If you have 5 or 6 other kids on your offense, maybe skill wise, who you can just hand the ball to and they're going to run past everyone trying to defend them, why would you run a complex passing offense when the only bad things can happen? That kid puts the ball in the air and it slips. You keep somebody in the game if he's throwing picks. I just think George Novak's had great players and talent at Woodland Hills for years.
Yep.
I think he thought the forward pass was a creation of the devil.
I mean, think about it. He had Rob Gronkowski for a season.
Yes.
The greatest tight end in NFL history, and they barely threw the ball to the guy.
You know what I think also is probably
Adrian Brooks this whole time in the YouTube comments. Wait until I make a son. He will be 6'5 or 6'6 like me.
Well, Adrian, that would require you fighting someone who wants to put up with you.
Oh, God.
Look, the other difference is, what do you think, just humor me, what do you think George Novak made a year when he was at Woodland Hills?
To coach the football team?
Yeah.
I bet you it was like 10 to 15,000 at most.
Do you know what high school football coaches in Texas and Georgia? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. Oh, yeah. They're paying guys who aren't teachers at the school, just really good coaches to come. Your job is to coach the school. McAllen, Texas has like a $70 million high school football field.
Like, we say things like it matters more here, and it does to a lot of these communities, but we don't invest in high school football now the way that other places do. Not even close.
But again, part of the reason is it's harder to do that in a place in the country where it gets cold. Then again, though, doesn't it feel like Ohio still produces a lot of quarterbacks?
I don't know. I'd have to go actually look
Trubisky
that up to see where
right
these guys
this are second
from.
Is a backup in the NFL from Mentor, Ohio.
Drew Aller.
Tyler, one other thing. He said the competition down south, they have non-high school leagues during the spring, and just here you won't see that. That part is right.
To Donnie's Tomlin tidbit about Jack Sawyer, I think Jack Sawyer should be the Steelers' starting outside linebacker in this game against New England. I've always been a big Herbig guy, but Herbig gives up a lot in the run game. And honestly, at this point, I would rather have Sawyer out there, have him set the edge, have him play the run tough. And if I have to give up something in an edge rusher on that side of the field, well, okay, TJ Watt, that's why I'm paying you $41 million a year to get to the quarterback. I should be able to sacrifice pass rush at the other edge rusher spot to help the run, to augment the run defense, and leave you as like the major focal point as a pass rusher for my defense.
Is TJ Watt in this equation allowed to do something other than just line up over right tackle and try to win?
In my world, he would be, but not in Mike Tomlin's, so sorry.
I'm not so sure that that's a Mike Tomlin's world thing either.
Well, you think Watt doesn't want us? He's talked about how he doesn't play as well from the other side. So you're probably right.
Yeah, I think Mike Tomlin. Okay, hold, just quickly to give my case there for Tomlin, not that I'm in the habit of defending him. He said he could use Ramsey like a tool all over the field, right, when they got him. Talked a ton about it, and he has, right? He's used him in different spots based
not
on
not really at safety, but he's used him at inside corner and outside corner
when he's needed him. Don't you think he views Watt in the same, like, he's terrific terms? He's an elite player. If he thought he could do it, I think he'd let him. By the way, how about this just as a reason for Jack Sawyer, guys, to deserve to start? He played the best game of any of your defenders probably yesterday, or one of them. Reward a guy. And if he takes his lumps for a few snaps because he's a rookie, and my God, the communication's got to be so difficult, so be it.
And I think there's a chance Highsmith ends up getting Wally pipped here. Why pay Highsmith so much money when Sawyer and Herbig can do the job? It's looking like a bad contract. All right. Thank you for a Tomlin tidbit.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.